Blog Talk Radio.
7:47. Yes, you know what time it is.
I would only be in your way, so I go, but I know I'll think of you every step of the way. And
www.mediacraze.me. That's how you find us online. Dial 646-200-0883, and you can talk to me if you press 1, 747. And we're going to get started to get some of these people that have left us and get that music popping. I like to give it to you the way I want it. Nice and juicy, baby. Here we go with a little Leah.
Mind. We were meant to be. Are you feeling me?
on your mind. Cause I need to know, put my life on the line. I'm gonna give you my heart, all the love that I owe. But before I do that, are you feeling me out? Anything for you? Cause I'm big on you. But I need to know.
People, I love you. I appreciate you for all the things that you let us do, and and accept us for. And those white women that love us, if you can call in and just tell us the truth, if it is just the black nigger dick, just tell us. That is the black nigger dick. Black nigger dick got me left as good as I can get. Just call and let me know that. That way I can tell everybody, no matter what you believe, he can smack her, he can flip her up, and black women, you can lie all you want to and act like cause the white women that do anything. Y'all dumb knuckleheads know y'all take it in the booty, y'all swallows up some nuts, and even on occasion, you sit up there and get you free. So you're not no different than any other person, any other type of race. Stop playing that game like, oh, Lord, she's so nasty. She ain't no nasty than your little stink ass. And I meant that all the way from the bottom of my Afro knucklehead toe. Anybody want to speak to me and let me know what's going on in your mind, just remember, Craze Radio. Look it up. We're on Facebook. Be a friend. The number for the night, 646-200-0883. Press 1. You want to talk to me? I am 747, a.k.a. Oh, and this is Real Talk, the Real Talk Show. Oh, and if you got Twitter, make sure you do 747, a.k.a. O, or at Christy Love NC. That's where you can find me.
With his shame, oh shame, babe.
Talk Show. If you're just tuning in, tonight's topic is about black men. Why the world is you with that white woman? Black women, why the hell is it even in your damn business that even with the white woman? And white people, why the world would you even want to be with a black person, considering that black people don't even want to be with black people them damn self? So, I'm looking for callers to call in and ask, you know, let me know what's going on your minds on these topics, because I'm trying to make sure that every show is the most controversial show that you can get out, because we want it to be real. We don't want none of these accident things to happen where folks be telling lies. We don't tell lies here, not on 747, a.k.a. Old Show. We don't do that. Now, tell your friends to call 646-200-0883, 1 if you want to talk to me, and we'll get your topic going out here so we can get some words and some things heard and let everybody understand what's going on out there in the world. Stuff is on your mind. When we first left, I was speaking on these three topics. My personal one that I would like to speak on mostly because of the magnitude of it is the black man. Nothing against the white woman. We're separating her and everything that I'm about to say. She is no longer even on the planet. There's nothing about her. We're not even adding her to the equation. Just before, so everybody can take all that mess that they was trying to say, I want that thrown away. This is about the black man. As a black man, we are supposed to know and we're supposed to be taught love first. Most of the time we're taught how to get some ass, literally. You can say it all that you want, but no matter how you try to get around, the first thing that you were taught was how to get some ass, no matter who it was, no matter what color it was. But as a black, true black man, being that yesterday was Martin Luther King's day, as a black man with a president as a black man now, knowing that we've been through a lot of things, I just want to know, what is it about you that a black woman don't want? Because nowadays, it really don't take much. Black women have started taking jobs and letting the man just sit at the house. I talked about that last week, and that sucked to know that some of you fellas is sitting at the house and calling it a man, and you babysitting. We don't want to go on that again because that was last week, but if you babysitting, bruh, no, you know, man, no. Stop taking the phone. That's what you're doing. But I'm trying to get to understand why we as black men are trying to be actually kings of our heritage. You know, we take it from the roots. Why aren't we primitively strengthened by each other? Like, we're feared. We're feared because of our dick size. We're feared because of our athletics. We're feared because of the things that we can create on occasion. We're feared really just because of our skin. That's a lot of fear in one world by ourselves. And we decide on just to go somewhere else. As a black man, I also feel that within your heart, yes, you find a woman that loves you and that you can love, no matter what color she may be. But I'm asking us black men also, why are you looking past your sister? Is it that white woman that you do have, is she just more, I don't know, easier to let you, I mean, she lets you get away with what you want? Now, I know there are some bad white women out there, and I love y'all, girl. Well, give a kiss to everything that jingle when you wanted to move. Yes, but I'm just asking the black man, what's the deal? Why did you take it to another level to go somewhere else and you really never gave your own sisters a chance? Because unless you were looking elsewhere, that's the only way that you got there, no matter how you try to say it. Some of us say, no, I don't look at them, I don't get that. You can say what you want, but we all know the truth. So black men, as black men, come on, man. We still going to talk about this all night and get it to the point where these black men get some strength in them. Not saying to leave your white women. Not saying not to be with your black women. Not saying just to leave any type of women in general, because some of you flaky too. I'm just saying, learn who you supposed to be. Learn what a man is, not just portraying the word. That portraying the word goes a long way, but living it is a whole lot more dramatic. Because when you're like that, when you're an actual man, you get to the point where you understand a lot of things and you don't take a lot of things because you know your place. You know not to, first of all, you're a hand hitter type of brother. You take your punk ass back to the house. Because if you can let a woman, any woman, black or white, push your buttons enough that your ass can't get up and get your get out of jail free card and leave, then use a dumb bitch. I said it. Use a dumb bitch if you do any of those hits or beats and slaps across the faces. The reason I say that, because it don't take nothing to say, fuck you, bitch, I'm gone. But you want to be a punk ass and let some baby ass words and shit bother you. Bitch, go get some more pussy. Do what dogs do. You will smack them and use a dog, but get the fuck out and go get you some more pussy. For real. Stop playing a game saying you want to play the little girl game. I hit you, you hit me. Really? Jump out some planes with me, brother. I done did it. But you won't do that, but you're slapping girls. Take your punk ass up the street. I said it. And if you tell anybody, just for sure, you got to tell them to find it at. Holla at them. Well, I triggered there. I'm sorry, people, but we had to let these niggas know what not to do. Ladies, shut your bitch asses up, because I know right now y'all just having fun, but some of y'all provoke these men on purpose to get your ass knocked unconscious. Anybody tell you to be giggling and things and pointing at things because he did something that he was trying to do just for you and you wasn't grateful? Sometimes when you in his face and he said he don't want to talk about it no more and you started talking about it and that slap came across your face, didn't you hear the first time when he said he didn't want to talk about it no more? I did, if it would have been me. The first time is usually the best time to listen. Because the second time, usually don't get time to listen. Usually you hear stars. You ever heard stars? If you haven't, then you haven't been hit hard enough yet, but it's going to happen because I'm sure you're still with them guys. Ladies, right now, if you're going to say to yourself that my man beats on me, but you're the one working, use a dumb, stupid ass too. Get that person out of your life and grow you some nuts. Because the one you got don't have any. You're supposed to be a man and provide for a woman. Provide and protect. Ladies, know those words, provide and protect. Stop trying to make him into the man that you want. No matter what you believe, you're his option. He decides if you're his wife. Not you saying, oh, I think we should get married. Then you should go find you a dumb husband. Because a dumb husband is who's trying to marry you. Remember that. 747, a.k.a. Oset. Now, tonight, we will make sure that we might get a little battle of the sexes because I wanted to get real heated in here. I haven't got to the white area yet because the white area yet is where I really want to go because that's the victim right now. That is the person who's taking the lesser side of every type of situation that we're talking about tonight. The white, the Caucasian. Yes, I want you to call in and let me know honestly within your heart why you love your little black boo. I want to make sure that we understand, really, is it the man, is it the color, is it, what is it that makes you say, I love him, I want to be with him, okay? So remember, 747 AKA O, Real Talk Show, at Twitter, you can do it at 747 AKA O, or do that Christian Love NC at Twitter, and dial 646-200-0883. Press 1 if you want to talk to me. And Craze Radio. Find us on Facebook. And like I said, it's one of those nights, so get ready for them good songs, baby.
Yo, let me ask you a question, y'all. Yo, would you kill for me?
When I met you, I admit my first thoughts was a trick. You look so good, huh? I suck on your daddy's dick. Yeah. I never felt that way in my life. It didn't take long before I made you my wife. Got no rings and shit, just my main squeeze. Coming to the crib, even had a set of keys. During the day, you helped me bag up my nickels. In the process, I admit I tricked a little, but you was my bitch. the one that never snitched. Tell me when I'm broke or when I'm filthy fucking rich. And I admit, when the time is right, the wine is right, I treat you right. You talk slick, I beat you right. C-Lo. I want a bitch that like to play C-Lo and crap, packing gas in a coach bag, steaming dime bags. A real bitch is all I want, all I ever had. With a box just as strong as me, toting guns just as long as me. The bitch belongs with me. Any plans with another bitch, my bitch is solid. One day she used my toothbrush to clean the toilet. Throwing my clothes out the window, so when the wind blows, I see my polos and Timbos. Hide my car keys so I can't leave. A real slick bitch, keep a trick up her sleeve. And if I deceive, she won't take it lightly. She'll invite me politely to fight G. And then we lie together, cry together. I swear to God, I hope we fucking die together.
Just me and my bitch. Just me and my bitch. Just me and my bitch. Just me and my bitch.
Plan out my robberies on my enemies. Didn't hesitate to squeeze to get my life out of danger. One day she put 911 on the pager. Had to call back whether it's minor or major. No response, the phone just rung. Grab my vest, grab my gun to find out the problem. When I pulled up, police was on the scene. Had to make the U-turn, make sure my shit was clean. Drove down the block, stashed the burner in the bushes. Stepped to police with the shoves and the pushes. It didn't take long before the tears start. I saw my bitch dead with the gunshot to the heart. And I know it was meant for me. I guess the niggas felt they had to kill the closest one to me. And when I find them, their life is to an end. They killed my best friend. Me and my bitch.
Me and my bitch. Me and my bitch. Just me and my bitch. Just me and my bitch. Me and my bitch. Just me and my bitch. Me and my bitch. Just 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 me and my bitch.
Just me and my bitch, yeah. Just me and my bitch, yeah. Just started here. So when did you first start rapping?
I was like about 18 years old, yeah. About 18.
So, how did you first get started? Who influenced you?
Ain't nobody really influenced me, you know what I'm saying? I just was just tired of being on the streets, you know what I'm saying? I had to get up off that, you know?
I see. So, where you from?
Brooklyn.
Yes, yes, oh yes. If you're just tuning in, this is the 747 AKA Old Real Talk Show. I'm your host, 747. Tell your friends to call 646-200-0883 and press 1 if you want to talk to me, your host, 747. Yes, you can find us at Craze Radio on Facebook. You can tweet us. That's what they told me. I need to say tweet it when it's 12, but I got to tweet it. So when you tweet it, you tweet at 747, a.k.a. O, or tweet at Christy Love NC. And you can get to talk to me or Christy. Look, I'm rapping today. This ain't even one of them shows, yo. I'm doing it up, doing it up. But anyway, tonight's topic, what's going on? We talk about black men. Why is you with these white women? Black women, why the hell do it even matter to your ass? And white people, good gracious, what the hell wrong with y'all? Did y'all even want to deal with us when we don't even want to deal with us at all our damn self? Let me see. I'm going to go to some callers and see what's going on with everybody. Let me see who this is. Hello?
Hello?
Hello. How you doing?
All right, and you?
Well, you're on 747, a.k.a. O's Real Talk Show. Who am I speaking with?
Pookie, the black redneck.
Well, how you doing, black redneck? Really? You serious?
All right, and you?
Okay. know, tonight's topic is about black men and their issues and so forth and so on. Knowing that you've heard this, can you talk to me and tell me your view on that, sir?
Well, I just want to know, why is it women always want men to go down, but they don't want to go down? Hey, are we like a little nigger in there, baby? Why can't we get a little play in between?
Good gracious. Time out. Can I put a T up? I put the T up. Time out. Look, this show is about the black man being with a white woman or black women. Why the world is you worrying about that? Or white people, good gracious, don't worry about us black folks, because we don't even worry about us black folks. So you want them to talk about going down? Really?
It's just the point that when a black man gets a good woman, she don't know how to act.
So what's the deal?
That's what I want to know. Why the hell they act so stupid? When you tell them you don't want to talk to them, why they still run the mouth?
I couldn't tell you.
When you try to walk off away from them, they still walk behind you and run their mouth.
Well, damn. Well, still, brother. I'm listening. Tell me. What's on your mind?
When they say the conversation is over with, it's through, it should be over with it too.
Well, you're right. And that's what we were trying to say earlier, that when we say it's finished, it's finished. But that's still no reason to jump on them. But you still don't have to jump on them.
No, I didn't jump on them.
Well, look, I am so glad that you called. I'm going to go check some more callers, but make sure you call back and let us know what's going on with that going down and going up. Maybe you got enough teeth in your mouth that you can help her out or something.
Hell no.
Well, okay. Hundred ass.
Look,
I don't want to talk to you no more because you don't even know what you're talking about. You up here talking about some other stuff, and I'm trying to get some points across. How about you go jump on that fence or something? I tell you what, that's how they get down out here in these streets. These streets get bad out, I tell you. Country niggas calling about country nigga shit. Let me see who's next call. Let me see who's on the air. 747, a.k.a. O's Real Talk Show. Who am I speaking with?
Hello, this is Cletus.
This is who?
Cletus.
How you doing, Cletus?
I'm doing all right. I got a comment I want to make.
My comment is,
I can't stand y'all black folk talking to our white women. We need to keep our race pure. Ain't nothing better than white. So all y'all coons can go on back to Africa and leave our pretty, fresh, white women alone.
Okay, first of all, you little white bitch. You can't
Hold up.
This is the Real Talk 747, a.k.a. O Show. I can cut you off when I want to. So if you want to be heard, you going to have to calm your nerves just like I listened to that bullshit you just called me.
That ain't bullshit. That is the gospel truth.
Time it out. I'll cut your throat off on here. You won't be on here no more. I'm trying to get your words heard. Now, this is the issue. First of all, we ain't never been to Africa. So stop trying to send us to places we ain't never been. You want to send us somewhere? Send us to California or somewhere. Don't nobody want to go to Africa. It's hot as hell, and they already ain't got enough food there. We in a recession here. What the fuck we want to go to Africa for?
Well, hell, it's hot in California, too.
But I can eat in California. The point I'm trying to make is we're Africans. No matter what you believe, we was born here. We is here. We is Americans. That Afro-American shit, that's a waste of time. That is just special credit. I don't need no special credit. I was born here. I am a black American by the skin. Can you get that right? Now go say what else you got to say.
I don't believe that. That's just a bunch of bullshit.
Is it?
Wherever you got your facts from, you fucking wrong. This is white America. If you don't like it, you can leave.
Oh, I bet y'all mad at that shit.
I don't give a damn if they fucking mad. They can't do shit to me. I'm Cletus. you can come down here and I'll take this shotgun and shove it down your throat and boom, boom, be the end of your ass.
You and that boom, boom, I ain't worried about that. I live in the hood. We boom, boom for fun over in these.
I don't give a fuck, but I come to the hood.
You the one with them coons. You and them coons, y'all enjoy yourself. This is a show about what you got to deal with the black and the woman being together, the black man and the black woman. That's what you need to worry about, okay? Now,
I don't care. Black on black. You just keep the damn kids out of the fucking street, off my damn corners.
Well, stop putting all the liquor at your house and we won't be on.
Hold up, damn it. I have moonshine, good fucking moonshine. I don't have that bullshit-ass liquor. Moonshine is where it is. And
well,
I can get you a jug for the low.
I appreciate it. You ran that bitch. Let's call. Hello. You are on the air, 747 AKA Show.
Yes, sir. This is Uncle Ruckus, no relation.
Okay, I'm listening. How you doing, sir? Have you heard for the topics for tonight?
I'm doing good. I call in to talk to the great white man. Is the white man available? Because I don't want to talk to you coon niggers.
Oh, we got one of them. You some Netherlands. So we got, y'all, ban on. What you got to say?
And wide power. Hell, victory, and wide power to the great white man. You niggas coming over here messing up everything, and Uncle Ruckus is tired of it. I'm tired of your coon music. I'm tired of your coon swag, your skinny jeans. I'm just tired of it, period. I'm ashamed to say that I have this black skin.
Oh, Lord. You mean to tell me you're a black man?
I don't claim it. I said I'm Uncle Ruckus, no relation. My skin is black, but my inside is white, and I'm just as pure as the driven snow.
I know that's some better-ass snow. Hey, this is what you do. Being that your skin is so damn dark, you got some dark-ass skin, you say you got that white in the middle, can you jump your Oreo ass in some milk? Next caller, bitch. Hey. All I got to say is, today is going to be a great day. I got white folks calling me off the top of the dome. I've never had this happen where white people calling me before the black folks. So this is what I need. I need the niggas. Because did you just see what they tried to do to me? They tried to make this into a race thing. This is not what we're talking about tonight. Tonight we're talking about ass-getting black men with the white pussy. We're talking about black women. Why is you mad that he getting that white pussy? And white people, how good is that black ass dick? That's what we say. So make sure you call and tell your friends to call 646-200-0883 and press 1 if you want to talk to me, 747 AKA O. And you can go to Twitter and find us under @ Christy Love NC or @ You know what I said. 747 AKA O and Craze Radio Facebook, or you can tell your friends www.mediacraze, Craze Media, you figure it out, .me, and you can find us. That's what's going on for today. Hey, it's about that time. I've been sitting for a minute, so all you smokers, I got it for you too, because this is a time for a crummy break.
This is love.
you're just tuning in, it's the 747, a.k.a. Real Talk, Real Talk Show. And our topic tonight is Black Men, Why the Hell Is You With That Black Woman? Black Women, Why the Fuck Do You Even Give a Damn? White people, why the hell do you even want some black people when black people don't even want their own black people? We just had a little incident where we had some, evidently, some white folks that actually want to hear what I had to say. I appreciate y'all for being mad and still call in. Thanks for the ratings. I appreciate you. But out of nowhere, I don't know how to tell y'all this, Bernie Mac been called back. He said he's been, hold on, let me find him. Let me see. Let me find his Bernie Mac on here. I got to find him because, hello?
Yeah, this is Mac.
And how you doing, Bernie Mac? Did you hear everything that went on?
Yes, sir, I heard it. What's going on? Look here, man. I still got my sister's children.
You said you had something to say. Tell us, I'm going to let you have this. What you got to say?
I ain't even going to say it. I'm going to let one of these badass kids say for me. You tell me what you think. Here you go, white man. Check him out.
What the hell?
Fuck you. Fuck the plane you flew in on. Fuck them shoes. Fuck the socks with the bell on it. Fuck your gay-ass fairy faggot accent. Fuck them cheap-ass cigars. Fuck your yuck mouth teeth. Fuck your hairpiece. Fuck your chocolate. Fuck Guy Ritchie. Fuck Prince William. Fuck the Queen. This is America. My president is black and my Lambo is blue, nigga.
You hear that, bitch? I hear you, Bertie. Tell them what you got to say. Anything else you got to say, Bertie? Bernie Mac, the left. Wow, that's great. I tell you what, Bernie Mac, I guess that said it all. Do we have any more callers that might have something to say? But if you don't have nothing to say, it doesn't matter because we get it off of our chest. We're talking about black people, lead the white people, or black women. Stop worrying about black people. They deal with white people. And white people, why in the world do you want to deal with us when we're so confused all together within ourselves anyway? Tonight has been a great night. What's going on? We're doing all songs of nothing but the dead and gone. We went to Amy Winehouse. She can sing so good, but she's gone. So I'd like to say that was a good song that she had. Now, we want to talk about the love that we should have for these women, black women, white women, Chinese women, Mexican women, Japo-Mexican women, if they mix like that. It doesn't matter. We want to talk about how good a woman can be to you regardless of her race. That's the whole motive. When it comes down to it, all you want is a good woman. And ladies, you cannot determine that. Stop thinking you're a good woman. First of all, Section 8 starts off not a good woman. You can't help a productive man that you want. Like, really, if I had the Bow Wow, all him and all his money, I would not do nothing on him. Yes, you would. You trying to tell me that the money makes the man? Because if the money makes the man, then really you can have you some little punk-ass man with a lot of money. But if everything goes down and the world comes to this end and you need a protector, you ain't shit for going to be some damn a nut rag for everybody because your little bitch-ass man ain't going to be able to fight. I just thought I'd let you know that. So you need to understand what you're really looking for in a man as a man. And, men, you need to be men to these women so they can shut the fuck up. You want them to shut the fuck up? Why you think you don't shut the fuck up? Bitch, you sit on the couch. You always at the house. You ain't never gone doing nothing to make her think that you just the number one man at your job. Even if you are just at McDonald's, be the number one in her mind. Make her think. Tell her you'll never have to come to my job. Just tell her, look, I am the manager. They got me on a little delay right now because my money ain't right, but that's because I'm on training. She asked you, how long is your training? Tell her that your training is almost a year long. That way you got time to think, okay? Get yourself together. Show these women that you mean and that you ain't playing with them. So with this all being said, remember, no matter what, if you want to talk that real talk about whatever's in your life, call here at 646-200-0883 and press 1 if you want to talk to me. Yeah, you're going to be saying it too. 747-AKAO. That's the Real Talk, Real Talk Show. And make sure you go to Craze Radio. Always go to Craze Radio to see what's going on with these shows. And don't worry, I'm not finished. I just want everybody to know what a real woman should be, how you supposed to be with them women. And women, take care of these men. And when I say men, I'm not talking about the little boy that you feed it. I'm talking about these men. If you got a man that's doing what a man's supposed to do, shut your ass up. He's trying to do it. Your opinion is great, but sometimes your opinion is fucked up. No matter what you believe, it is not right. That's why the man, when you got a real one, always has to fix it. Remember that next time you're trying to figure out why I can't never get a good man. It's because you talk too much. Damn.
When I wake up in the morning, after each night that we meet, there's no room for breakfast, and the hunger is for repeat. The times we spend together are so few and far between. It tends to make a man forget. Take a break. That's when my mind is on you. Far away from a hard day's work. Trying hard to make a living so I won't get caught between. I really get the feeling of what a woman really means.
Now, also, I like to say on all those who are new here, This is a great radio show where you can let yourself go, anything and everything that's on your mind, topic or not, to get off your chest. That's why you call here, because here is no lies. Everything is for real. So what you say is going to be recorded, and we're going to play that shit all over again. And, yes, it is uncensored. Remember that. But go to Craze Radio on Facebook and check us out, or you can go online and check us out at www.mediacraze.me and check us out also, because Craze Radio is the number one radio show. Oh, I got my tongue twisted. Good gracious. Oh, let me lick. Sounds good. All right. Yes, Craze Radio is the number one controversial radio show. We got the best hits. And, yes, we got the hard shit. Yes, and we also got the motherfuckers who ain't scared to say it the way they want to say it. Yes, we say it's bitch about 82 times, and every time we going to make sure that some motherfucker answers to it. I got a caller coming on. I'm going to see who this is to see if they want to talk about the topic for tonight, because the topic for tonight has been getting heated, and I'm glad that it's been getting heated because I wanted this controversy. Let me see who this is. Hello, you're on the air.
Yo, what's up? 747.
What's up, Sam? Who am I speaking with?
Yo, this Salad Toss again, man.
Hey, what's up, Salad Tosser? What's going on with you, man?
Not much, just chilling, man. Want to make a comment on what you were saying, man.
Don't tell it, Salad Toss. Don't let us know.
The way I look at it, all salads are the same. As long as you got the right one tossing it, it don't matter if it's white, black, Chinese, Filipino, Puerto Rican, whatever you want it to be. You make it what you want it to be, baby.
I don't taste it.
Well, hey, you got to toss the salad.
All I ask is that if you're ever around me, no matter what you do, please, don't burp.
Come on, man. Don't give me a hard time. I'm just keeping it.
Did you see what I had to do to him? I had to do it to him. We won't have to go back to him somewhere. I hope he goes back. But let me see. I got another caller coming in. They come in so fast. Let me see who this is. 747, a.k.a. Osho. And who am I speaking with? Am I speaking with anyone? Are they going to speak? Hello?
Yo, this is Mac. What's going on?
Hey, Preston Mac. What's going on with you, man? You got it back in. I don't know how you do this, but damn. Say what you got to say, bruh.
And I know people, you know. Don't be like that. See, last week we got to arguing. I ain't trying to go there with you.
Okay.
I just called this time because I'm trying to see what's going on with Monique. I ain't forget.
Yeah. I don't know if Monique came in yet. She hasn't called.
Oh, that's some bull. Some bull, I tell you.
I mean,
I called her mama the other motherfucking day. She going to play like the motherfucker won't in. I started to cuss her motherfucking ass out. But
yeah,
I didn't want no motherfucking trouble.
Well, I understand that. Well, Monique probably was doing what she said she'd do. She did say she ride horses for a living.
Some bull.
Well, I'm just letting you know. Maybe she's horse riding somewhere else. Maybe that's what she's doing. I don't even know if Monique black or white, being that this is a controversial show tonight, Burnton Mac.
I wouldn't give a damn if she was Chinese, Mexican. She can get this dick.
You said you wouldn't even care if she was a Chexican?
A Chexican.
Good gracious. I tell you what, that's some red slanted pussy on there. I know that's right. Hey, what's going on is a lot of people is coming in and they say they want to speak, but they don't want to speak. We have went through 1 hour of the show, and I don't have any ladies brave enough to say whatever they want to say on the 747 AKA show. Hey, look, I'm not going to bother you. I'm not going to bash you. But if you say it wrong, I'm going to eat that ass up. Yes, sir. All up. I'm going to have to call the damn Salad Tosser man to finish the bottom of how much ass I'm going to eat the fuck up. So, what's going on tonight? It is 747 AKA show. All the songs tonight will be for people that are not no longer living with us. So, no more playing around. The new half is starting, and when you start the new half, you always start the new half with, I don't know, some good shit, right? To pep you up. So I
want a cold-blooded bitch.
Who do you? Girl, who do?
tuning in. This is the 747, a.k.a. Real Talk, Real Talk Show. I'm your host, 747. Yes, tell your friends to call at 646-200-0883 and press 1 if you want to talk to me. Go to Craze Radio on Facebook. If you want to do it and find us at Twitter, tweet us at ChristyLoveNC or at 747, a.k.a. And you can get in touch with everything that's going on with this radio show. Blog Talk Radio, it is good. Craze Radio, that's where you want to be. I just spoke to one of our Caucasian females, and she told me personally within herself, she said that she feels that white women, and she is white, she said she feel like they will deal with more. Now, I told her myself that I feel as though she can't belittle herself no more than a black woman will belittle herself. If they do the same thing, and believe me, they all do the same thing, black, white, orange, green, purple, indigo, whatever color she comes out, it's the same thing in the end. But she's let me know everything that, as far as the guys, she loves to do, and she can deal with some things. Now, I know some black women out there that do the same thing. So, really, that don't help none for us because what I'm trying to do is try to show you women what you're supposed to be treated as and show you men what you're supposed to be doing also and still be treated right also. I'm trying to find all the Caucasians, all the whites, all the Mexicans, any type of race other than us dark people because the dark people, y'all really, really want to say what you want to say, but you got to listen to what I'm talking about to get your points across. This is one of those nights where we try to get a lot of people to speak, but a lot of people really, I like to make it controversial, and I guess they really don't want to make it that dramatic, even though I really could care less. That's just me. That's how I do things. But a lot of times, we as men, we really have no real preference, and it just happens to be the white woman. Black ladies, stop being mad at us because out of nowhere, I guess the white women eating corn a lot or something, that their ass is getting big. And they is getting real thick and big too. So don't be mad at me because my eyes are colorblind and I saw dead ass that look good to me. So if you're not a friend of ours, you need to be a friend of Craze Radio. The reason I need you to be a friend of Craze Radio because we say and mean everything. I got callers right now that I'm trying to get on to speak on the topic for tonight. They're mad because they want to get their shit across. So I'm going to get them to get their shit across. I got callers coming in, good gracious. I can't get to everybody. So I'm only getting to the ones. So if you're one of those ones that's trying to get your words out and tell us what's on your mind, why don't you just come on down to www.mediacraze.me or dial 646-200-0883. Press 1 if you want to talk to me. This is Craze Radio, and it is fantastic. You know what time it is. Let's get this party started. I don't know, a little bigger.
Yeah.
Lord have mercy, Father, help us all. Since you supplied your phone number, I can't help but call. Time for action, conversating, we relax and kicking back. Got so curious for love, passion. Now picture that, turn, kiss a handful of hair, look in my eyes. Time to make the bed rock, baby, look how it rise. Me and you, moving in the new, do it in the living room. Sweating up the sheets, it's the thug in me. I mean, I'm disrespecting when I turn, kiss your neck. I go a long way to get you back. What you expect? Late night, hit the highway, drop the top. I pull over, getting busy in the parking lot. And don't you love it how I lick your hips and glide. Kiss yourself on your stomach, put my love inside. Got you lost in the love song, stuck in the lust. I got the bedroom shaking, back breaking when we're tossing it up.
Yeah.
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 on the Real Talk Show. I'm happy that they did, because this is craze radio, and sometimes it get crazy, as it did. But I was happy that they called. We also had Brent T-Mac that called to tell them to basically kiss his ass. And I was happy that he told him to kiss his ass. Matter of fact, kick ass. Yes, he was saying, I'm glad he told him that. But we got a lot of stuff that could have been going on tonight. I wanted to have a bunch of ladies to call in and give us their views on it, because the men, they weren't really calling to let us know. Basically, I really don't know what the men were calling. No one really told me the real fact of the matter on why. They were just too busy worrying about how somebody go down on them or something. But that's a whole other story that we won't be talking about no time soon, because there's no controversy in that. We all know all y'all just put it all the way down in your back of your throat and just enjoy yourself. But that's a whole other story. But, yeah, this is one of those nights where every song that you're going to get played will be a song of a deceased artist. I don't want any person to think that tonight they're going to listen to somebody that is still living. We don't do the living because of the fact of the living. They're here, so we can hear them at any time. But the dead, they're gone, so I want to make sure that we can still listen to them and feel the same way that they've made us feel. I've got a caller. Let me see who this is. Hoping it's a female. Let me see. Hello.
Hi. How you doing?
How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Okay, now this is
call in and say a few words.
Oh, okay. So you know where you're at. Okay. So you like the topic?
Chocolate, white chocolate, it don't matter to me. But I want to just say, all these niggas out here is fake.
What you mean?
They fake because they really don't want a woman.
I'm listening.
If you know what I'm talking about.
By the way, your Adam's apple sound, I'm hoping that you's a man.
You so crazy.
Yes, ma'am, but you kind of deep on there.
Well, they like it. They just don't want other people to know.
Okay, well, if that's them, I hope they enjoy it all then. I'm listening.
Mm-hmm. I know a whole lot of them. I don't want to call no names out because, you know, they might get mad. But
I ain't going to get mad.
We
I
the
want
best. I don't care about the white women, the black women. We are where's that? Hey.
Elk, I don't mean to say it in that way because, I mean, the hey, I just don't like the hey.
You can hey. It's all right with me.
No, thank you. I think I'm going to go find me something to eat or something because you got me kind of scared. I think you got a little bit more strength than you letting us know.
Well, I just want to give a shout-out to my man, Ray Ray. He know who he is.
Oh, Lord, please, Lord. I hope, Ray Ray, if you're one of my callers, please don't let me find you because I'm going to find you out and I'm going to tear. Ray Ray, please, Lord, don't be listening to my show. But being that your boo done called, let it be known that they love you. We getting a little baby shout-out. There's your baby shout-out, Ray Ray. Happy, happy day. And I thank you for giving us your view, ma'am. Oh. Sham or Shim or whatever you want to be for today.
You so crazy.
I love you too. Yeah, that's how they're doing it. So, woo, I tell you what, we got a lot of things going on tonight, and that was the first. I don't even know how that happened. That was a new one. That kind of blew my mind. Hello, you're on the air.
Yes, this is Uncle Ruckus, no relation.
Oh, Lord, you back?
Yes, sir, I'm back. Back in the day when Uncle Ruckus was a little whippersnapper, I was running around with a bunch of young ladies, and they used to call me Ray Ray. I was just calling to confirm.
Excuse me. No relation, Ruckus. You wouldn't happen to be, like, the man of, I don't know, a so-called tall, big, beautiful, deep-throated woman, would you?
Uncle Ruckus is going to plead the fifth on that one. But I would like to say this. What Uncle Ruckus do is Uncle Ruckus' business. And I would appreciate if that 6 foot, 5 inch Amazon wouldn't put Uncle Ruckus' business all over the talk show.
I feel you on that. 6'5" Amazon, good question. That's a deep hole.
Yes, I was drunk. I was just drunk. Uncle Records, don't even remember the night.
What'd you do, eat the bottle?
I couldn't find the bottle.
Good
Lord, buddy. I mean, keep in mind, Uncle Ruckus is a white man.
Inside a black man.
Yes, sir. And that's all Uncle Ruckus is going to say about that.
Well, I'm glad that that's all Uncle Ruckus got to say. But you sure that you're not... Well, in fact, you did say you are that Ray Ray.
Uncle Ruckus got a call I got to take. I'll call you back.
Okay. Thanks, Uncle Ruckus. Good luck. I tell you what, that sugar said a 6'5" Amazon best. Sounds to me like somebody need a crane to put this motherfucker in the bed. I bet you her toes touch the floor when she laying on the bed and everything just grab all up on the floor like a gargoyle foot. But anyway, being that we don't, I guess the white people just did not want to call in and talk to me today because they mother thought I was going to bash her. I was actually going to be on their side a little bit, and the black one, I was going to be on y'all's side a little bit. Black man, hey, I'm always on your side. I ain't got no damn choice because I'm a black man myself. But we got a lot of things that I would really rather say, and I choose not to say it because I would rather give other people their chances to get their points across on this topic. Because this topic is what the controversy that's going on in the streets right now. The next topic that we could probably have is the girls that like girls and say they don't need a man for nothing. And for some reason, they are just, how can I say this, they strap on dicks to fuck each other. So somewhere in there, you need a man. No matter what you believe, you need a man. If anywhere in there, there's an accident dick, a real dick, a paper dick, plant dick, water dick, it don't matter as long as it's the form of a dick, and you use it, you need a man. And I meant that. All of it. Every bit of it, I said it on purpose. Take your dick ass, and yes, I said it. Take your ass and figure out really what's going on. And I meant to say that because you can't sit up here and sugarcoat it and tell me in a relationship that, you don't need no man, but we acting like men. This is the 747, a.k.a. Real Talk Show. I am your host. Remember, call 646-200-0883 and press 1 if you would like to talk to me, your host, 747. Twitter, tweet us at ChristyLoveNC or at 747, a.k.a. Or you can go to www.mediacraze.me. And look for everything and everything that's going on with us. Or go to, what's the other place like? Craze Radio on Facebook and check us out. But tonight all the songs is going to be played are songs of, how could I say, the deceased. All those that are gone and left us with some great music. So that's all I'm playing tonight. So if you're looking for any of that caveman music, you know that, they pull your pants up music. Man, this is grown folk talk. We don't play with kids.
Upon your face, my dear, it must must be magic in the atmosphere. I'm gonna leave it up to chemistry. Stir it up, sugar free. Betty, don't be blazing everywhere. My crib's closer, honey, let's go there. You got it, sister bean, and baby, please. I'm about to be your main queen. I'm loving you.
Question it all. Will she ever come?
I tell you what, that's some messed up shit when they even try to just mute your ass. I'm sitting up there trying to get my stuff done, and the bitches done cut me off on the slot. Tell them hoes to kiss my ass. Yes, I talk about black people, white people, any people that's people. If you got an accident, baby, I'll talk about that little fucker too. Yeah, if you're just tuning in, this is 747, a.k.a. O's, real talk show. I'm your host, 747. Make sure you go to Twitter and tweet with us at 747, a.k.a. O, or at Christy Love NC. Dial 646-200-0883 and press 1 if you would like to talk to me. Tell your friends. Tonight's topic was on black men, why in the hell is you with that Caucasian lady? Black women, fuck, what the hell does it even got to do with your old black ass? And white people, really, what in the fuck do you want to do with us that we didn't want to do with each other, that we gave somebody to you to have that happened to be black? That's the question for tonight. Now, I've had a lot of people to call in, and the thing that they told me was, I mean, it was real, it was inspirational. I did have some, some redneck callers. And yes, they did what they had to do. They said what they had to say because this is the show that they do it on. You know, Craze Radio. Yeah, you get down, blogtalkradio.com/Craze Radio. That's what the K, KRAZERADIO. For all of those who can't spell. I can't do it by the numbers because I'm sure that's the only way that you get around is by counting. But anyway, on the 747 AKA Real Talk Show, we get down, we say it like it is, and we mean it the exact way that we say it. Tonight's songs list will only be of the deceased. Dead gone, 6 feet deep, gone and seen some clouds, see the eyes. Everything that could be done with, never to be speaking to again, their songs will be played tonight. The reason we're playing them because it's Black History Month, and we're going just by quote-unquote black music. Not saying that the person had to be black. We're just talking about what we were, what we grew up on and the songs that made us feel like, ooh, I'm so happy to be black. Or if I was white, ooh, I'm so happy that I got black friends. Or if I was really white, like, ooh, I'm so happy that I can act and be as black as the black people be with me. You feel me? So, if you got anything on your mind that you would like to say, please, say it. Because this is the place, only place, where you can say whatever, and I mean whatever, you got to say. We get down with the get down, and we mean when we get down, we damn near play. We damn near play. Oh, we damn near please.
Please, 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 please.
I love you so.
I just
Show. I'm your host. And we getting down. Make sure you call 646-200-0883. And press 1 if you would like to talk to me. I'm trying to see if we got any ladies that would like to speak on, let me see who this is. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who am I speaking with?
Monique.
Hey, hey, how you doing, Monique? Welcome back.
How you doing tonight?
You heard the topic?
Yeah, you're talking about interracial relationships, right?
Yeah, yeah. How you feel? Tell us what's on your mind. What's going on with you?
I mean, I'm okay with it. As long as they're in love, I don't think it's a problem.
Okay.
So what? What? You thought I was going to say I would disagree with it?
No. I just thought you were going to say, man, fuck this shit. Them motherfuckers, I ride horses.
No. It's been a long day.
Well, I'm glad that you did come by and say, hey, and give your opinion. Is that all you would like to say, ma'am?
Yes, yes, yes.
Now, make sure, now, we can't just let you leave. Now, make sure you tell your friends to go to Craze Radio. That's on Facebook. And make sure you let them know to tweet us at 747 AKAO or at Chrissy Love NC. And let them get your word out. Tell them to dial 646-200-0883 and press 1 if you'd like to talk to me. Can you do that for me, boo-boo?
I can do that.
Girl, don't tell me that you're going to make me make a baby at the end of my damn skin muscle.
I'll make sure I let everybody know.
I appreciate it, baby.
Because I do enjoy the show.
Did you hear that, people? Even Monique, her ass couldn't win a damn thing at the Battle of the Sexes last week. We might even get her a chance to do that. I got like, 12 minutes. I might be able to let a little Battle of the Sexes to see if they can get some of these 747 fake, real, fake-ass prizes. Yes, I'm going to get them out, and they're not coming to you, but at least you can tell everybody that's what you want. So call up to 646 200-0883 and press 1. If you press 1 now, I can get some people to play Battle of the Sexes. I need some guys. I need some girls. Matter of fact, I want one guy and one girl. And if you call now, press that 1, we're going to see how smart y'all really are tonight. Is there anyone? Let me see. Should I go into my repertoire and find a lucky contestant? But first, you know what I got to do. I got to broadcast 747 AKO, Real Talk, Real Tall Show. Y'all like that song? That's a song that might be coming on. So if you got any songs that you want to sing, and we don't want it to be a good song, we want you to sing as bad as you can. The worst song, make Can You Make Me Laugh. I want them songs. That's what we want them to come up. Later on, I got 10 minutes. I want to end the 10 minutes that's going on. Can you press 1 and sing the song that's on your heart? Whatever the words it is, just sing it to me so I can feel special, okay? Let me know what's really going down. Oh, I forgot. I can't go nowhere without telling you 646-200-0883. Press 1.
646-200-0883. Press 1 if you want to talk to me.
You see how I slowed that shit down? call in, people.
The moon and the sky above.
I'd follow you to the moon. And the soul of me, I could stay forever, forever, here in love and leave you never, cause we've got amazing love. Truly it's amazing, amazing, love brought us together, together, I will leave you never and never, guess we've got amazing. And I've been waiting for a lover like you. It's so amazing to be loved. I follow you to the moon and the sky above.
Watch your mouth.
How far I'm supposed to follow that?
Hey,
that's Jerome's song.
I hear you, pimping. Hey, I hope that's all the songs. Damn. Well, thank you for singing what was on your damn heart. Please, don't let
Hey, man, let me tell you something, you young pop. You faked in a frog and part-time bro.
Look, you monkey nut bitch. I don't give a fuck how you try to talk to me. This is my show. I didn't cut you on and off. So what you gonna do is respect this motherfucking finger I got up your motherfucking face so you can see how long you won't see. Next call. Now, a lot of times we have those type of people that really want to talk shit. So I let it off a little bit, so he took me out of my comfort zone. I was comfortable for a little bit, but now I ain't comfortable no more. I feel like I'm somebody else. I feel like I took out my spirit, and my spirit then went to the side and smoked a cigarette and smacked me across my face like, damn, y'all. And y'all said, hell, I don't know what the fuck going on, so now I got to jump back in myself. I'm back. Anyway, make sure that you tune in next week on our show, 747 AKAO, Real Talk Show, while I'm your host, 747. That's a whole lot of words, man. Make sure you remember it. I'm drilling it in your head. Tell your friend to dial 646-200-0883 and press 1 if you would like to talk to me. Also, when I leave this, don't think that I'm just gone. If you're online, I still got more stuff that's going on. The time is not over until it clicks completely off. They give me a couple of minutes. They give me sometimes 20 minutes. Sometimes they just give me because they're enjoying it.